From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. North American leaders face anti-globalization sentiments at Ottawa Summit. U.S., Canadian, and Mexican leaders are confronting a wave of trade protectionism and anti-globalization as they meet on Wednesday at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto were expected to seek ways to boost free trade under the 22-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. The talks come at a time when international trade deals such as NAFTA are being attacked in the United States and Europe. All three leaders support NAFTA, and together their countries account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. Turkey is blaming Islamic State jihadists for a deadly assault on Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport on Tuesday. The Turkish government denounced the latest terrorist attack in the country on Wednesday and vowed to fight terrorism until the end. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack that killed 41 people and wounded more than 240 others when three suicide bombers opened fire with assault weapons and then blew themselves up. Turkish Minister for European Affairs, Omer Selik, appealed for European support for his country's fight against terrorism. He said, "I thank the European Union for their solidarity. Without any doubt, Turkey's fight against terrorism will continue with determination. At this point, we want to see all European institutions next to us, and we are asking that their declarations of solidarity should transform into concrete actions." You're listening to VOA News. A roadside bomb killed two Turkish soldiers and wounded three others in Turkey's Mardin province on Wednesday. The explosive device was detonated by remote control when an armored military vehicle was passing about 35 kilometers from the Derik district at about 3 p.m. local time. Another attack was carried out against a Turkish military team patrolling a rural area in Lice of Diyarbakir. The Turkish military has recently been involved in an operation to destroy illegal cannabis fields in the region. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for Wednesday's blasts. European Union leaders focus Wednesday on carving out a future without Britain as they wrap up a summit in Brussels. On Tuesday night, they bid goodbye to outgoing British Prime Minister David Cameron with a call for Britain to exit speedily from the bloc and a warning not to expect any membership benefits without paying the price. For VOA, Lisa Bryan has more from Paris.
The mood was somber in Brussels. This is likely the last EU summit for British Prime Minister David Cameron, who vowed to step down after Britain's voted to exit the European Union last week. He said that despite sadness and regret, the meeting was constructive.
Britain should seek, and Europe should seek, the closest possible relations as Britain leaves the EU, close relations over trade, over cooperation, over security.
But EU leaders sent their own message to Britain, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Unknown gunmen in southwestern Pakistan ambushed and killed four members of the security forces on Wednesday. Pakistani authorities say a vehicle of the paramilitary Frontier Corps had briefly stopped on a busy main road in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan province, when two men on a motorcycle ambushed and sprayed it with bullets. A passerby also was seriously wounded, according to hospital sources. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The violence comes a day after four police officers were gunned down in two separate ambushes in Quetta. And Burundi's human rights record is under scrutiny at the UN Human Rights Council over the objections and anger of that country's government. The UN Council says it's alarmed at the rise in rights violations in Burundi since last year's political crisis. It wants the violations to stop because it fears an ethnic conflict with devastating consequences for all of Central Africa. You can find more on those stories on our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.